All right, people, this is the Bandit. I'm here. About to head out to work. Pull this night. I'm gonna talk on the subject about women. Women in general. It's been on my mind. I want to talk about it. I live in Atlanta, so you know we getting the leftovers of that tropical storm, that so-called hurricane. That so-called hurricane that hit the Gulf. And so we getting a lot of rain in Atlanta. And I hope when I get on the highway tonight, people will drive like they have some sense. But getting to the women part of it. I'm sick of average looking ass women trying to dictate how a man should be and how they want a man to be this character for her. And what I mean by that, you know, the old tap dance, you know, I'm all woman, I'm every woman. And they have this thing out here now where they're trying to promote, you know, that everybody is beautiful. No, everybody's not beautiful. Everybody don't look good. Every man is not handsome, and every woman is not beautiful. That's a lie. Okay, there are a lot of men out here that have to, you know, have personality because they're physically or facially challenged. So they have to bring a little more extra to the table for someone to get interest in them. And we all know this. We know this. And a man can accept it. Now, you have women out here, they want to tell a man, you know, you must be 6 feet tall or more. And some women want you 6'2", 6'3". Now, I know the percentages of how many people that are over 6'2". And the percentage as a whole is very, very small, very small. If you wanna deal with the numbers. Okay? Now if you a short man, say if you're a man 5'4" or 5'5", everybody's gonna appear tall to you. Cause you 5'4" or 5'5". You just a short man. But that doesn't mean that there are a lot of tall people in this country. Statistically wise, it's not. The average height is 5'9", 5'10". That's the average height. But if you 5'3", 5'2" as a man, everybody's going to appear tall to you. But women out here, women don't want nobody to judge them. They believe that they, you know, they could be fat as they want to be, like a fat pig, and we must accept them. We must accept them. You know, we can't body shame them. But when it comes to the man, we gotta have everything perfect. Everything gotta be perfect, damn near on a man. And that's why you have certain men that get to fuck all the women, which I'm not upset about, because I'm telling you something, in today's world, that is no prize, because some men get to have sex with all these women. Let me tell you the headache they deal with. Just ask Future about it. Just ask him how he getting dragged into court, because he can't keep a baby out of a woman to save his life. And women running around here talking about body shaming. You're shaming me. You see, I have a problem with the average woman today. Normally, I talk about black women because they're on the bottom, but I'm not going to pick on them today. They know where they at. They know where they at. I don't have to beat that point down. I'm talking about women in general. I'm talking about you bitches in general. You bitches walk around, you want a man a certain height. You want a man to be able to take you out to dinner. You want a man to be able to have all of the things that you want him to have. He must come through. But when it comes to you, if he say, hey, you need to lose some weight. Hey, you need to stop running your mouth all the time. Hey, you need to stop being a loud mouth. Hey, you need to stop being a whore. You have no answer for that. See, you know, it's this thing out women like to say, don't judge me. Men get judged every day on performance. That's why when people talk about us, we normally don't complain. See, we don't have all these pages complaining about women talking about us. No. Because we know everything we get in life as a man, we have to earn it. We have to earn it. We have to earn everything we get in life. And the average man is good with that. We good with it. It keep my skills sharpened. I like hypergamy. I like the fact that I have to come through. I don't want nobody giving me nothing. I want to earn everything I have, and then that way I can say it's mine. It's mine. I don't have to say, you know, I owe this person something. But that's different for women. Women have been told from the rest of the world that they're special. And I'm going to tell you something, people. They were special. But I don't believe they're special anymore. Not when women are saying that they're strong and independent. You're not special anymore. I don't owe you a date. I don't owe you a dinner. I don't owe you presents. I don't owe you a ring. I don't owe you marriage. No, you are strong and independent. You know what that tells me when a woman tells me that? That tells me that you are my competition. You're not a helpmeet. You're not a helpmeet. You are another competition. And anytime a woman sit there and say, she bringing 50% to the table and being my woman? No. No. I pay the bills in my house. I'm the breadwinner in my house. I'm the breadwinner in my house. I don't need no woman coming to me talking about, you know, we are equal partners. No. No, we're not equal. And I think that's why I'm single now. Because I'm not equal to any woman, and no woman is equal to me. I am the man. Women are not strong. It's just that the men are weak. And they don't have the manhood to sit at the throne. And when I say that, I'm not saying that the woman is a slave. Women like to throw out things, this emotional rant. You trying to be over me and enslave me? No, I'm not enslaving you. I want cooperation. I want cooperation, and you don't want to give it to me. You still want to go on girls' trips. You still want to go to club with your friends. And you still, and at the same time you doing that, you want me to pay the bills. You want me to take you out and take you shopping and pay attention to you and make sure you're safe while you be single on the side. That's what you bitches are doing now. And when a man want cooperation and loyalty and your respect, Now you want to sit there and say you're being controlling. See, I have women in my family like that. I grew up around women like this. I sure did. I have women in my family right now, they're in their 50s, heading towards their 60s. I have cousins that's in their 50s. I'm in my mid-40s. And I have female cousins, aunts. I got aunts. They don't have no man. Why? Because they keep on screaming they don't need a man. And some of their children don't have a man. They got kids, but no man. No man, but they have children. And this is what we're going through in the world today. This is what we're going through. And so this is what I'm trying to tell you people. When these women start acting funny with you, men, not people, I'm talking to men right now. When these women go to acting funny with you and acting like, you know, you got a girlfriend, but they acting real funny with you, get rid of her. Get rid of her. Because you know what that means? That means the bitch is exploring. The bitch is exploring. And you don't need no bitch exploring when she's with you. Either she's with you or she's not with you. But you don't need that bitch exploring. You don't need that. And so what I'm trying to tell you is this. These women out here are playing games. When you meet a woman today, it's a game. How the hell are you men still looking for relationships? And all these damn apps. All these apps are available. I don't even have to mention the apps. And I won't mention the apps. I won't mention them. But the average woman that you meet in public, you think she's so fine? She got an Instagram account. She have a Facebook account. She have OnlyFans. She's on TikTok. The bitch got activities, man. The bitch got activities. I got a few women I talk to on the phone. Well, you know, we converse. But I don't take that shit seriously. Because women are always going to have a safety net. There's always going to be a safety net for her. They're not worried about you. They're not. They can care less about you. They're only dealing with you when it's time to deal with you. Other than that, they do not care. When that woman leave your house or leave your house or leave the date that you took her on, she gonna go run to the dick that she's fucking. I've been through that one time in my life. One time I let my guard down in my life, and it taught me a valuable lesson. I really, really liked that girl. I really did. And it wasn't her fault. It was me being weak. It was me being a beta male. It was me. It wasn't her. I'm running out buying flowers and lunch and all that kind of shit. Bringing her shit while she was fucking another dude. And then she ended up having a baby by the guy. That could have been me. And by the way, she ain't even with the guy no more, so now she got a kid. Made herself a single mom. Me, I was the guy probably that was better for her because I was actually in love with this girl. You see? But y'all men out here are falling in love with the body. How the bitch look. These fake asses y'all looking at. Since when did men like fake stuff? You Negroes out here always talking about, and I was talking to the men, but I'm gonna talk to all y'all men. I ain't gonna just mess with the black men, right? I'm talking to all men right now. We always talking about we're gonna keep it 100, but these bitches out here got fake boobs, fake hair, fake ass, fake everything, their personality, everything is fake about them, and we losing our shirt for these damn bitches that don't mean us no good. How is that possible? How can you call yourself a real man and you walk up in the damn club with this bitch who got an ass that's around the corner? She's at the door, but her ass is still around the corner. Explain that to me. But these women, boy, they got some game out here. They don't try to pump me. They try to tell me, oh, you just can't get no pussy. Oh, you just can't get a girl. And I tell a bitch point blank, my time is more valuable than anything. My time means everything to me. Because every day, a little bit of my life is gone. Every day, a little bit of my life is gone. And it's a shame how these damn men out here are just into women so much that they're willing to just, you know, do dumb shit. These women don't give a fuck about you. They don't. I keep trying to tell y'all, the women that you think is so beautiful, all these women are fucking the same man or the same type of men. There's only 20% of the men that's getting the women. I mean, yeah. There's only 20% of the men that's getting the women. 80% of women are fucking 20% of the men. That's a fact. Even Brad Pitt took somebody's wife. And he 50-something years, in mid-50s. So these women are going after the same type of men. So let me tell you something, men. So what if you short? So what if you don't meet their so-called standards? Let me tell you what you do, men. You work on your goals. Work on something that you're passionate about. Get in the gym. Get healthy. Get physically fit. Feel good. Don't work out to look good for women. That's not why I'm telling you to work out. That's not why I work out. I'm a single man and I'm in shape. I mean, I'm really in shape. Okay? Because I do it for me. I loved the fact that when I go to the doctor and get my checkup, they say, I don't have high blood pressure. My cholesterol is down. I don't have anything wrong with my kidneys, my liver. My blood work come back great. I like that feeling. Women are different. You know what a woman will do? If there was a magic pill to make her look perfect on the outside, but the bitch was rotten on the inside, that bitch will take that pill just to look good on the outside. That's what she would do. She would do that. She would exact. That's what she would do. And that bitch, and you know what that bitch will do? That bitch will walk around like she's the finest thing in the world, and walk around with a rotted inside. That's what they would do. All for a magic pill. All for a magic pill. That's what they would do. I'm serious. And I'm telling you, men, don't be discouraged. Don't worry about what these women talking about, because right now they're trying to even push a being fat as a positive. Being fat is not a positive. It's fat. It's a negative term. That means you're not healthy. And the thing is that they're trying to push this body shaming shit because women are lazy. They don't want to work for nothing. They don't want to earn your damn respect. They don't want to cooperate. It's a damn agenda. That's what it is. It's a damn agenda. So now you can't talk and tell the truth. And that's why these kids out here are, that's why these kids out here not learning anything. They're not learning anything. Because everybody is okay with everything. There are things in this world that's not okay. And it should be taught to the children. It's not okay to be fat. It's not okay if you're a female to be a loudmouth. I was looking at a video about James Harden, his mother, cursing out players at the games, calling them names, calling them a punk and pussy at the game. And Matt Barnes told that bitch to shut up. He said, "Shut up, bitch." And they fined that man $50,000. They didn't even kick James Harden's mom out. And guess what James Harden, beta male ass, didn't do? He didn't tell his mother, "Hey, leave the players alone, mom. Be a lady." This bitch is known for doing shit like this. And nobody said nothing to the bitch. These are the type of bitches that's raising our sons and daughters. You have to be careful of who you get with, men, and how you spread your seed. I did it wrong. Searching for love. Never had a mother. Didn't have much of a father. My father got kids everywhere. And he's still searching for love right now. And he's in his damn 60s. Still looking for love. So what I'm trying to tell you, men, is you put yourself first. You do what you have to do for you. And any woman you bring in your life, you pick her. And you vet her. And you make her earn your respect. You don't give her nothing for free. Not a dinner, not a lunch, your time, not even sex. You make her earn that too. You make her damn ass earn it. I'm sick of women walking around here thinking that's all they gotta do is open their legs and men just gonna just fall to pieces. I'm trying to wake men up to not do that. You don't know what's between them stinking ass legs. You don't even know if that woman bathes on a regular. You don't know what that girl do. But because you can get some free, easy pussy, which is not free, it's always a damn trap. Especially if a girl opens up her damn legs and you think it's free. That's a damn trap. That's a headache. Because, and her pussy ain't worth a damn, because no woman's going to give you something like that if it's worth something. No woman's going to give you her body like that if she's worth a damn. That's just bottom line. But I don't believe in a woman making a man wait an eternity either. I don't agree with that either. Because I'm going to tell you something. A woman know when you like her. And if she ain't fucking you, then if she ain't trying to make time to see you or want to fuck you, then goddamn it, she fucking somebody else. She ain't interested. She ain't interested in you. Move the fuck on. Because you can't be friends with a woman. What the fuck do you have in common with a woman? If you have something in common with a woman, your ass gay. Your ass feminine. Because I don't know no straight ass man just friends with a fucking woman just to be friends with her. Unless y'all ass went to elementary school and middle school together, and y'all, you know, and y'all come up from childhood, and your parents knew her parents, and y'all was close to the family. That type of shit I understand. We grew up together. We came up together. But just meeting a bitch on the street and all of a sudden that's a friend? Fuck no. Fuck out of here. As the hood motherfuckers would say, fuck out of here with that. How the hell are you gonna be friends with a bitch? You meet the bitch and y'all start talking. Alright, let me set it up for you. Okay, y'all start talking, and then all of a sudden, you know, a week go by, then 2 weeks go by, then 3 weeks go by. You still on the phone with this bitch, and the bitch don't even call you. Y'all just texting each other. Y'all, I mean, there ain't no sign that you get no pussy nowhere in the future. A month go by, 2 months go by, then all of a sudden this bitch calling you her friend. That's my bestie. That's some bullshit. I'm not friends with no bitch I meet on the street. I'm cool with some women that I haven't fucked. Don't get me wrong. I'm cool with women I have never fucked. Like women I met at work or something like that, you know, past jobs and shit. You know what I'm saying? And we just cool, but that bitch ain't my friend. I have one female that I consider my friend. She married and I know her husband. And she knew my wife when I was married. That's different. Me, my wife, her and her husband, we used to go out to dinner together. We both were a married couple. They're still together. My wife wanted the damn street, so I'm divorced. And my wife's life ain't going so well. That motherfucker done asked me for money on numerous occasions, and I ain't gave her a damn dime. Nope. I told your fucking ass. Well, before you got divorced, I said, you sure you want to do this? I said, because let me tell you something. It's going to be truly over. I'm busting my ass paying all the bills, and you think the grass is greener on the other side, whatever you chasing out there. And she was doing good for a minute. She sure was. Found her a rich white man. He had a mansion. I ain't gonna lie to you. She found, you know, a little old ass white man. You know what I'm saying? Put them all on her Instagram page. I seen all hugged and kissed up with the old white man. But that shit came to an end. He put her fucking ass out. So when that shit happened, now you're calling me, thanking me for taking care of our son by my damn self with no help. Not that I need fucking help, because I'm a man, and I don't want shit from no damn woman. I don't need no help from no damn woman. I live in a cardboard box before I ask a bitch for any goddamn thing. And that goes for family too. That goes for family too. Peace.